That's the whole point of democracy. Everybody should be worried about their seat, and I think safe seats are bad for democracy. So yes, it is. It is something we could all do without. But it's the fact that it won't necessarily. I don't think it's going to solve anything. It won't get us any closer to answers on renewable heat. It won't get us any closer to starting to save that money. It won't get us a budget to make sure that organisations get their money for the next and people get paid for the next few months.
So is it worth voting at all then? Is it worth voting?
Well, of course it's, because it's the definition of insanity. If you do the same thing over and over again, you'll get the same results. And if we send the same parties back in the same numbers, then we'll get this same dysfunction that we've had for the last 10 years. So I completely understand people's instinct to go, God, is it worth coming out at all, particularly because they've come out so many times in the last few years. But it certainly is. And I do worry that the bigger parties are running some sort of war of attrition here, that they hope to just wear down those reasonable people who are frustrated with how things go and basically say, a plague in all your houses, I'm just not coming out. Of course there's a point, and we get the government we deserve, and we get good people not voting allows bad politicians to get in. And if you look at the voter turnout in the last 20 years, when we did have the optimism and the possibility of the agreement, turnout was over 70%, and I think it could fall below 50%. So it's important that people do come out and confound those pundits and those parties who think, don't worry, they'll just vote in exactly the same way that they've always voted, and do something different and change things that's dormant, and hopefully we can get some different outcomes.
Mike Nesbitt was on with me earlier, and he was more or less using the term SDLP whenever he spoke about the Ulster Unionists. He was saying the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP. He said that a couple of times to me. He was almost lobbying on your behalf. Would you be lobbying on behalf of the UUP?
Well, that's exactly the type of partnership that we all envisaged in the 1998 agreement, that it would build up the trust and that we can work together. And I've been working very closely with the Ulster Unionists, certainly over the last 6 months. We bring forward joint motions. We have very many areas of common ground. Of course, we have issues that we fundamentally disagree on. But yes, I certainly will be transferring very high up my ballot paper to my local Ulster Unionist candidate, because just because people might be a unionist or a nationalist, or just because people might be on the left or the right of the political spectrum, it doesn't mean there aren't acres of common ground that we can work in between us. And I think that is what we all voted for. But instead, we've had parties that have sort of carved up the power and clearly don't trust each other and are perpetuating that mutual distrust and suspicion, and that has to change. So I would share Mike's direction on that, of course.
Okay, one final question. Interesting, the DUP, or sorry, the UUP lobbying for the SDLP, SDLP lobbying for the UUP. I think it's certainly a first. Now, this question has come up a couple of times. If you can briefly give me the answer, will the politicians be paid while they're not carrying out their duties? In other words, if there's an election, when do you stop getting paid, Claire?
Well, the short answer is we are carrying out our duties. I'm in my office today, as I have been every day this week and last week as
okay,
well.
Okay, but when do you stop getting paid if an election's called?
Well, you stop getting paid once you cease being an assembly member.
When you lose your seat?
Yeah, I think it actually might be a couple of weeks before, when the election is actually on, we stop being paid. And then obviously if you're not returned, you don't continue to get paid. Now, people have said this, but it's true. We are continuing to work through the casework that comes to us. I'm going through papers for Finance Committee tomorrow. It's a major worry to me that we aren't going to have...
But you're wasting your time.
No, I don't believe I am wasting my time. And if we believed that, we'd all give up and nobody would ever vote. And we just have, dictatorships and bad governance. You have to believe that there's a possibility of something better. And there is. It's all in the electorate's hands. It's all in the electorate's hands to fix this and elect politicians who want to fix it.
Okay, we've got to leave it there. Claire Hanna on election footing, as well as all the other politicians have been when they came on this morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.